Parshas Vayeshev, the Rekeach, one of the Mishoinim, he's Medayik, fascinatingly, that came out, all the Psukim in Parshas Vayeshev start with a Vav. There are 112 Psukim in Parshas Vayeshev, the Simon is Yavoy. Only 8 of them don't start with a Vav. Those 8 Psukim that don't start with a Vav, the gematria of those Psukim, the letter, the Ois Rishayim, is gematria Chanukah. The Ha'inyin, that the Emes HaFidarach HaTeva, things look like they're all connected and one thing clicks like a puzzle into the next one, but when things like this connect and it looks like there's a little bit of a balagan, dafka there you have to realize that it's all the Yad Hashem and the Neis Chanukah comes from there. Bechlal, the Sfarim explained that the Yisoy, the Vav, is the Vav HaChibur, because the Emes, everything, even when you think it looks like Teva and things are just connecting, clicking one into the other, the Emes is, we know there's Yisrael Vairaisa V'kutsh Barichu Chadhu, that Meshulash of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Torah, it's connected as a Vav is the Ois HaChibur, they're connected one to the other. Vav can be spelled, the letter Vav, can be spelled Vav, or sometimes, for various reasons, it's spelled Vav Aleph Vav, or it's spelled Vav Yud Vav. In different places, when you do Gematria B'miluyeh, this will have an effect, obviously. Now, Vav Vav is 12, which is the Yud Bei Shvatim, that's Klal Yisrael. Vav Aleph Vav is 13, Yud Gimel Midois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Vav Yud Vav is 22, Oisius of the Torah. So the Vav 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 connection of Yisrael, Vayreis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the three Ephraim of Vav, and it's all a Chibur. Now, if a person realizes that as a Yid, he interconnects with the Rabbanim Shalom and the Torah as part of a larger Chibur of a Dover Echad, that's the exact opposite of Yavon. See, Yavon is Vav, Vav, Vav. Just one Vav is like a little bit smaller. The other Vav comes down to big Endanon. He has his focus on the Guf HaAdam too much, and maybe the focus on the Torah or the Weinstein less, and that's why it's not balanced. And this is not right. That's not the way it's supposed to be. To the Gufa Parasha, the Rashi says in the beginning of Ayeshev, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev Bishalva Kofetz Olav Rugzai Shal Yosef, says the Chassam Sofer, the Emes is Yaakov Avinu and all the Ovis, there's a Bechina in all of the Parashas we're learning of Maisa, Ovis, Simon, Labanim, everything that happens to the Ovis Bemetz is a symbol, a simon, or setting a Bek, a Shoyimership, what's supposed to happen, the Klal Yisrael afterwards, and now, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev Bishalva, after fighting with Esav and the Sorishal Esav and having Soros of Lavan and whatnot, he wants to sit Bishalva. He thinks and wants it to be the Geula HaAsida of the Maisa of Esim and Lavan. And truth be said, many Rishonim say that Taka, the Yud Zayin Shonim in Mitzrayim, afterwards when Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, those Toiv Shonim in Mitzrayim are Taka Ame'en, the Bechina of the Maisa of Esim and Lavan of Geula HaAsida, where Yaakov settles in Goshen. Oh, but he wanted that earlier. He wanted to be Leisha B'Shalva, and instead, Kofetz Olav Rugzei Shal Yosef. What happened? What happened was, Kofetz Olav Rugzei Shal Yosef, because now the real story is happening. The Maisa Ovesim Labanim is over. Now, he thought, now there's going to be Shalva, a Tekufa of Maisa Ovesim Labanim Dikir Geula. But no, the real story starts. Right? There was a... Efshir B'Derech Melitza, after the Holocaust, when Lechaira, I mean, they say over that the Kloisenberger Rebbe went through Neuridike Zachen during the Holocaust. He lost all 14 of his children. He started again and rebuilt. It's a Mabel Arayin, the story. But he had Shrek Lech Yisurim, he says, and he was always steadfast in his betochen, even in the Shrek Lech Yisurim times, in the Machnais, and the death marches. The one time he broke is when they were finally liberated by an American soldier. He was expecting Mashiach to come. I mean, he understood there's something going on here, a larger picture. Over that, at the end of the day, he was expecting, at the end of this tunnel is Mashiach. So l'chayr after the Holocaust, taka, it was supposed to be. So, b'derech melitza, b'kesh Yaakov leisha v'shalva, Klal Yisrael wants to already now, that they went through that, of a kofetz olav rugzei shel Yosef, Yosef is gematria tzion, v'amei v'nyovin. And the Chayzim of Lublin says, yeah, they have gemacht kalya, Bikesh Yaakov Leishav Bishalva. You know that there was already a gzera from the Brisbane Abisorim that Avraham Avinu was told that Yaakov, and Banov and Klal Yisrael is going to go down to Mitzrayim? How are they going to get down to Mitzrayim? So the Chozim of Lublin says, technically, Hashem would come, send down some Mitzrayim that would decide to attack the place where Yaakov was living, put him in Shaloi Shal Barzel, and bring him down to Mitzrayim. I mean, that was the Gzeir of the Bris Ben Absur. They've got to be in Mitzrayim. Or Rebikash Yaakov Leishav Bishalva, he didn't want to go down in such an oifen. So the Eivish that was Misadah for him, Kofetzal of Rugzeh Shal Yosef, which causes that Yosef gets sold down, then there's a Rav, then the brothers go down, they want to get food, Yosef Chapsu Veyar, and that long drawn out process brings Yaakov down to Mitzrayim. So it's Dafka, because he wanted to be Yosef Bishalva and not go be Hurad le Mitzrayim, Bishal Shalai Shal Barzel, so it was Kofetzal of Rugzeh Shal Yosef. There's another pshat from the Haflah, based on the Gemara Menachis, that on a Bittul Mitzvah's essay, a person is only Nenash when it's an Idna Durischa. I mean, you don't get Nenash for a Bittul essay, but when there's an Idna Durischa anyway, so then yeah. Now Yaakov was Nichshal L'chayra somewhat in Nenash for a Me'en, an Inyan, a Pagam in Kibbut Abayin Kiyadua, that he stayed away too long, but you don't deserve an Oynish yet. So Bikish Leisha B'Shalva. But then Kavetzal of Rugzah Shal Yosef, there was the Idna Durischa in the time of Yosef, then gets triggered off. I know Yaakov also gets punished for it. Another pshat from the Teferis Yonison of Yonison Ibishitz. Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Now the emes is, he brings like this. The Medrash says, why was Yosef Nimkar? And this whole parsha, why did it have to happen? Because Yaakov married two sisters. That's a Medrash. Nuvajiz. So the emes is like this. We learn the Sugya Sanhedrin in the second parak, Parak Hangadol. The Marsha over there explains the way we learned the sugya that Leah, the Kedushi Leah, was Kedushi Bia. It was Betoy, so it's Rachel, but it was Kedushi Bia. Kedushi Rachel was with the Schar of the Avoida, but it's totally if you hold Mekadosh B'milve, it depends, when it was Daita on the other thing, is it's totally if you hold Yeshna L'Schiris Mitchila V'Atsoif, or Ein L'Schiris El L'Besoif. If it's Yeshna L'Schiris Mitchila V'Atsoif, then he has a problem that he's not allowed to be married to Rachel. Now, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, he wants to have Me'en Olam Haba already in this world. Is that true? The Eibishter says, Tzchar Mitzvah Hayom Malekah. But as the Medrash explains, there's an Alshech like that and others that explain, whether you're able to get Tzchar in this world already, is totally if Yesh Nal Tzchir Smetchil Levat Soif, Ein Tzchir Zelo B'Soif. Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, because he's tiny Yesh Nal Tzchir Smetchil Levat Soif. Yeah, Oy B'Soif, but then there's a mistake here with Rachel, then Kofetz Olav Rugz Shal Yosef, L'Shit Tzchah. That's what you're asking for. Azoy Zakt, Kedarke, Yogens, and Ibishitz. Ki ben zechunim uloi, we have another story of Yosef, v'ayev, v'yisro, ohav es Yosef. Ki ben zechunim uloi, the Rekech says, ben zechunim is a remez v'chanek, zechunim is zayin konim, the menorah. Ben zechunim, zayin konim. The Balaturim says, zechunim is gematria roz. It's gematria roz, or it's gematria oyer, and Yosef is called Ben Zakunim because Yaakov taught Yosef all that he learned, the entire Torah, all the Rozei HaTorah, and all the Oyer that's Munich in the Torah. The Baal Turim also writes that Zakunim is Rosh HaTevis. Zakunim is Rosh HaTevis. Zroim, Kochim, Noshim, Yeshuas is Savior and Ezekin. Can you do the Gemara and Shabbos says? And Moyim. He taught him Ganshas, Zakunim, Zroim, Kochim, Noshim, Yeshuas, Moyim. What's with Savior Taharis? So I heard not Sabshab because Zakunim, there's no Vav, but it's Ki'ilu, it says it with a Vav. Zakunim, the Vav is Vadas, because the same way in Ezekiel is Yeshuas, it's Vahaya Chais, Vahaya Emunas Itecha, Chais and Yeshuas, Chachma Vadas, the Gemara and Shabbos Darshans, is Remes for the Shisha Sibi Mishnah. And if the Yud of Zakunim is going on Yeshuas, so then the silent Vav could be going on Taras. Although someone once, Eibra Chacham told me what?
But he didn't learn.
It's hidden, it's Balkan. Someone once told me that. You know, Yosef was holding in the sugya of Egla Rufa, which is in Saita, but in Brisk, they learned Saita. So he was up to Kachem. He didn't get the Taras yet. That's his holding punk. No. Now, Yosef has dreams, and he tells the brothers the dreams, and the first time they hate him for it. And then he has another dream, and he tells them again. And then they go to the father, and there's Balagan, meanwhile, he's being Moitzi Diba, a whole sugya over here. The Alshach HaKadosh, Yishtel, is a very interesting deal. First of all, if Yosef saw the reaction after saying the first dream, that the brothers are not Sefridin, what's his deal? What's he telling them the second dream for? So Pasha, you learn some of Farshim go like that. It was Koyvish Nevuasoi, it's a Pesachin of Nevuah. The Alshach says, he says, you're reading it wrong. Notice that after the first dream, it says, Vayisnu Oisoi. After the second dream, it says, Vayikanu Boi. explains the Alshach HaKadosh. The first time when Yosef said the first dream, they thought this is Stamazai Hirhurei Liboy, that he thinks that they're bowing down to him. There's no mother and father yet. There's no Shemesh V'Yareich in the first dream. It's just Alumos, the Tavua. Which is interesting, even Yosef himself is not in the dream. In the first dream, Yosef is also represented by an Aluma. It's bundles of wheat. Yosef also, I guess it said a name on each bundle. That's how he knew it was his.
There.
No. Who says? Yeah. And then the Aluma came in. Now, I don't know if you see them in the dream. Maybe you only see the Alumas. I don't know. Look at how they make the pictures from the Kindle. In the second dream, it's the Shemesh Yireich and Kichavim bowing down to Yosef, not to his Koichav. Yosef. They bowing down to Yosef, not to his star. Yosef himself is a Akaponim. The Alshon is like this. In the Ereshit dream, they thought it was Hirhurei Liboy. And as such, they were signing him. Bas Trachter is like the youngest. What's he thinking about during the day that this is what he's seeing in his dreams? But the second day, Chavt already, that can't be. And that's why Yosef's coming to tell him. It's even the Shemesh and Yireich. I mean, nowadays, maybe Dor Ikvis of the Mashiach is. The Olam doesn't understand us, but they understood that with the father and mother bowing down to him, and he told them the second dream because he wanted to show them. You see, it's not sin. You're being soin at me because of Hirurim that I'm having. It's not Hirurim, this is real. And they taka said, wow, now they have kinna. Now it's kinna. It's a whole different sin. Kaseder, the Arachayim HaKadosh says, when he's saying over the dreams, it keeps on saying, Vihine, Vihine Anachnu Ma'almin, Vihine Kama Alumasi, Vihine, what's the Vihine? The Arachayim HaKadosh says that a lot of times when you have a chalayim that's of Hirhurim or of Shtuyot, and it's not, what's it called, it won't be so vivid. Over here, Yosef was saying, everything I saw very vividly, it was very clear, because this is a real dream that's sending a message. The Meshach HaKadosh says a different shot, he says, Vihine is Lashon of Simcha. Maybe he's saying it over, maybe you won't even learn that there's a din of Kavish Nevelasa, he has to say it. Oh, but why? Why is he saying it with such a shmeichel, vihine? And that's why, vayisno oisei, says the Meshach Chochmah, al chaloi moisov, al dvorov, meil lechaloim, but he's saying it over with such a gishmak. What is he so excited about? That's the Meshach Chochmah's pshat in the vihine. And the brothers retort back, they say, hamoleich timloich aleinu, hamoshel timshol bonu ki yaduah, they're going, the Malbim talks about this in language, the chilah between Malchus and Memsholah, Kilashem Hamuchom, which is Malchus Beratzim, Umoishel Bagoyim Shaloi Beratzim. So the brothers were saying, we're not holding by being masked to be Nimlach on you, Nimlach under you, and Moshel, Timshel, you think you're going to be able to have Kayach to do it Baal Korchenu? Now in the second Chalim, it's already the Shemesh and the Yireach, which represent the parents and the Achadasar Kechavim. Now, Ein Chalem B'lo Yivar Metela, because it can't be Yireach, because Rachel was already Nifter at this point. Frek de Velt, V'dina Heichan Hoysa. Right, last week, we know when the Shvatim and Yaakov and the Bonav meet the Esav, so Rashi asked, V'dina Heichan Hoysa? So Dina was in a box. And I'm parroting that and asking, V'dina Heichan Hoysa? Where was she in the dream? So, Harbe Yesh Ladin Bazeh, but I heard once of Shah that Emes B'Yoreach was not Yosef's mother. So who was it? Because Rachel died. So I heard of Shah. No, Faket. I don't know who's Yireach, but the Shah was, why wasn't Dina in the dream? No, someone wanted to tell me, Yireach is Dina. Dina was Yosef's shvigar. Because Yosef married Osnas, that's Paitifera, but really she had come down from Messiah, but she was from the daughter from Dina and Shechem. So Dina is Yosef's shvigar. So some say that's Yireach, but I want to say no, but Dina Heichan Yosef, the shvigar doesn't bow down. No. Even in the Chaloyim, even with Dvarim Teilim, that's not happening. That's the Dina. No, it's a shvigar. Weiter. Oh. The he gets taken out of the bar, then they sell him, and they sell him again, and there's a whole machlokes in the Chazal, exactly the Sefer Avraham, who he was sold to. There's a beautiful shtickle in the Chedushim from Rabbi Eli Baruch Zatzal, that the Velt shtells on this Nechuda, why Rashi's Madgashit, that Yosef was Zeichet, that there was, at least when he's being sold down, he went with a Reyach Toiv, there wasn't people selling Neft, and Itron, which is Reich and Ra, it was Nizdanalai that they were Meichrim Besamim, Nechois Tzrivaloit. What does he care? He was just now Meigra Ramal Abira Mikta, he's being sold down to Mitzrayim. A Chor Benoira of Gashmis and Ruchnis Tzama, what's going on? And, oh, but it's Vichtig that he should have a Reach Toiv, what's the point? So it's beautiful sticker there, Rabbi Baruch, and then Mishul Chanesh Rabbi Baruch, he brings seven Mahalchim, but the Chap is he brings seven Mahalchim from seven different yeshivas, and it's Takal Shitosan, each yeshiva, each Mahalch is Kefida Inyan. He says in Kelim they said, you see here the Dikta Kadin, everything is exact and perfect, and if this is what he deserves and this is what he doesn't deserve, punk, that's what he's going to get. He doesn't deserve to have Reach Ra, that's punk. In Slabotka they talked about the godless Adam, that even when you be Nimkar, to still be holding us in there. But he said the Briska Mahalach is that he wouldn't be able to learn otherwise. Reach Ra, he wouldn't be able to learn. V'chohen, that's good. That's a beautiful shtick with the Telza Mahalach, the Chassidus Mahalach, the Mira Mahalach. Oh, Ayin Sham Bam's Dvarim Lefoyim. Now, they have a shock of Atari, what to do. So Yehuda says, Ma Betza Kinari Gesachinu. So there's a pshat, Betza is Rosh Tevis, Boiker, Saharayim, Erev. Which is really representing the three avos, because it represents the three tefilos. The beis is the second letter of Avraham, who was mesakin tefila b'boiker. The tzadi is Yitzchak, the second letter of Yitzchak, who was mesakin tefila b'tzorayim. And the ayin is the second letter of Yaakov, that's Ervis. Yehuda is saying, "Ma betza, how are we going to be able to daven? What will be the yecholus and the koyach of our tefila if we're going to do such an avla? Then l'chayr our tefilos won't be in the skabel." That's what he was saying. Now the mice have to put him in the bar, and Reuven comes back. Now Reuven is very, very disturbed because Reuven says, "Hayelad einenu va'ani ona ani bo." Pastas, he has an achrayus. He's the oldest. Oh, but there's something in the pasuk. It's before Reuven Bazunder is having a tear though over here. The Haflo says that we know that Reuven was chata. I mean, we know also that the Gemara says in Shabbos, "Kalayin Reuven chata eni alatoya." But the pasuk does say, "Vayishkav es bila pelagish aviv." Whatever that means, Bilbul Yitzuei Aviv, the pasuk says, Vayishkav, you have to know what's going on over there. It's a sugya. Oh, but that floor says, the Ikra Nakuda, why Reuven felt that he's still part of Shiftei Kor and he's not going to be Nemesh, is because the Chait that he did was Koidim Gil Esrim, it was before the age of 20. And as such, he thought that that's why he's going to be Niskaper. But when they put Yosef in the bar, and according to the Cheshbon, it was because it should be an Oynish B'dei Shemayim, let it work out. He's not Mechashim Akrav Miyeshbay, but he's not going to be falling in Oynish B'dei Shemayim, but somehow he comes back to the bar. He ain't there. He chapped that even though Yosef is only 17 and he's less than 20, he was still Nenash. So then he chapped on himself also, Va'ani Onani, but what's going to be now with my chait, that he also did a chait, Koidim Eshem Shalom. On alternative shot, Reuven was taka worried. You know, it says in the first in the Pasuk, after the Vayishka Vesbilo, the Pasuk says, Vayiyu b'nei Yaakov Shnei Masar. Vayiyu b'nei Yaakov Shnei Masar. So, the Pasuk saying that the Pasuk is being made, Yaakov, that Reuven is still part of the Shvatim. But the emphasis is, Reuven, Lamrot, in spite of the fact that the Pasuk says, Vayiyu b'nei Yaakov Shnei Masar, Reuven always had an Ervin. Maybe I'm not part of the Shvatim, maybe I'm not part of the Shvatim. The Chaloimis here were a due message to him that he is. He didn't hold of the Dina Heichanoisi yet. He held that the Alumis, one of them was him. He understood that one of the Kechavim was him. He understood that. So that was a big chizik for him. But when Yosef disappeared, so he chapped, okay, the whole thing was a bluff. Ein chaloyim ve'ein yar, it's nishdo. So now, v'ani ona, ani bo. Now it's chayzev and neir, what he was worried about. Now, the brothers bring the ksoinus pasim to Yaakov, the toibulim and the dam, and Yaakov comes to the conclusion, they don't say anything, you know, chayi ra chalos. You know, the hinting thing. Is this your son? There's a beautiful verse from the Rogat Shomer. An Einfall like this. He says, the Gemara says in Yuma that the dam of a par is more red and the dam of a soyer is more white. I don't mean white, but in shades of red, dam par, odoim dam soyer chiver. The Gemara, that's the Gemara in Yuma daf linvo. There's another Gemara needed that you test, but the Gemara talks about the darg of Odoy dam nido, and one of the mandiyamim there says it's dam of a bob, an esrim loy nosui. Meaning, punk, you want to know, a 20-year-old who's not married yet, his dam is spitz, red, more red. Now they bring Yaakov Avinu, the ksonis, and they toivled him dam of a soyer, which is not so great. It says that the dam of someone less than 20 who was never married, who was never with a woman, that's more red. Yaakov Avinu sees that Yosef's dam is not so red. He knows Yosef is 17 years old. And the dam is chiver. Chayroch, so must be he was nichshal. And even though he was choshed b'ksherim, but that's what they were hinting to, the way it works when a tzaddik thinks like that, that's what happens with Eishes Katifa now. It's all connected. The chashad that they were mo'ayr from this chayroch halosu leads to talking the story of Eishes Katifa. Yeah, you have about the story of Yibam. We're not doing Yevamis this year in the yeshiva, but the big sugis of Yevamis are over here. The Rambam in Hilchas Melachim Perek Tes Halacha Aleph says all the Marishan was been stabbed in 6 mitzvahs, then Noach was given a 7th mitzvah, Avraham and Achai. Avraham was Moisef Shachris and Mila. Yitzchak was Moisef Maishris and Mincha. Yaakov was Moisef Gidanosha and Mayriv. Amram Hoisef and mitzvahs b'Mitzrayim, Acheva Moisef Eshlimon. And this is a quote of a Medrash. In the Medrash, there's one more line. Yehuda was Moisef Yibam. The Rambam doesn't bring it. And that's telling a big shayla whether the Yibam that's being discussed here in the Sugya is this Yibam of Kodem Matan Torah, Taka Echdik Yibam, or it's not Genoi, the real Gedarm of Yibam. It's Taka Big Machlekes Mishonim, but the Rambam L'chayr upon him is not like it, the Yibam, the Yibam issue. Yeah, that's the whole Sugya of the Yibam, Yehuda, Tamar. Meanwhile, the saga is continuing at the other end with Yosef, right? Yehuda and Yosef. Yosef is having the Nisyonis over here being sold out to Mitzrayim. Potiphar, Eishes Potiphar. And the way the Gemara explains it was a tremendous Nisyon. The Pasuk says, Vayovoi habayso lasois melachtoi. Ve'ein ish me'anshe habayis. Chazal say, because they knew it was a chogo. No one else was going to be there. It was an opportunity to be alone. And the Nisyon, Otsum. The Daskein brings over here, and the MS is also a Tosis Shans in Soit Dachlam Vov, says the same word. Yosef Taka went into the Chet. And you know what happened? A Nes. The Eibush saved him. At the end of the day, Hashem saved him a Nes. The Ein Ish. He wasn't a man. Hashem turned him into a Tumtum. The Ein Ish. Nishdo. Hashem took away his Yecholus. The Ein Ish. That's how Hashem was mindful. We know that Chazal said that he saw the Mustiuchni of Ovim and the Chaloyim, that's what saved him. But like this pshat, the Ein Ish, the Eibush was mindful. There's another pshat from the Sifsei Koyin on the Torah. He brings from a Megala Mukais that the Emes Yosef created a shade that looked like him, and that's who he sent in to do it with Eishes Potiphar. And he says there's a remez. We know two other people that did that. Sora Imenu with Paroi. There's Midrashim that it wasn't her, it was a shade. And Barichas, a lot of the first talk about this by Megillas Esther, that Esther with Achashverosh, it was never Esther, it was always she sent in a shade. That's the remez, V'ein Ish. Ish is Rosh Tevis, Esther, Yosef, Sarah. Those are the three times when it looked like something, no, they sent in a shade. Then it says, by Esther, it says, that's why when Mordechai tells her to go in to be poiled by Achashverosh, that she says, no, now Kasher Avarti Avarti. Why? She's been doing this the whole time, every time sending in the shade. So the Ben Yehuda says, but the shade doesn't talk. But now that she's going and she has to talk, so she's got to go in herself. Another thing they say is, it says, whenever she used to go back to Mordechai, it would say she would be Yoshev v'cheke shal Achashverosh, v'chayzeres v'tayvelas v'yoshevus v'cheke shal Mordechai. Why tayvelas? What do you mean? What's the tevila for? What's the tevila? So Ben Yehuda brings that Mordechai was worried. Maybe it's not Esther. Maybe it's the shade. When you dunk it in water, kishiv goes away. Water. The water test. And on, that's the aim. What? In Megillah. That's Tezvov, Tezayin. Vayhi Hashem es Yosef, vayhi ish matzliach, vayhi bebeis adoin of Amitzri. What does it mean, vayhi havaya es Yosef? Shem havaya is 26. You know, Yosef is gematria 156. It's also gematria Tzion. It's also gematria Melech Yavon. It's also gematria Oif. I don't know what that's the thing, but Yosef is gematria 6 times Shem havaya. 6 times Shem havaya is 156. Yaakov, 182 is 7 times Shem Havaya. Yitzchok, 208 is 8 times Shem Havaya. Vayhi Hashem es Yosef. Yosef did not fall he was connected to Havaya, and he kept connected to the Darug of his father Yaakov, who we saw in the Demos, because Yaakov is one more than Yosef. Yaakov is one more Havaya than Yosef. Yosef is six Havayas. Yaakov is seven Havayas. Tzamin, Yosef connected to Yaakov and made himself into 13 Havayas, which is gracing on them. Why 13 Midas, 13 Havayas, it's big in Yonah, but that's why he Hashem es Yosef. Now this idea of Etzem comes across, we had it earlier. Do you know that Yaakov meets with Esav and bows down seven times? What happened? See, Esav is 376. But you have to chat. Esav is not, Esav is Shlemus. 50 is the Shpitz number of Shlemus. And he's the Shlemus in Tumah. He has all seven Dargos of Tumah, that's 350. 50 times 7 is 350. But Esav not only wants to have the 350, he also wants to be Mischaber. He goes to Yitzchak, he wants a bracha. Hashem says, I gave him. Yitzchak says, I gave all the brachas to Yaakov. I gave him all seven Havayas. He says, I want something else. He says, you should also have Havaya. Esav is 350, the Shpitz Shlemus of 7 times 50, and one Havaya, 376. Yaakov comes down, and he sees Esav, and he bows down. Every time he bows down to Esav, he takes away one of the 50s. After bowing down seven times, he takes away, you know what Esav is left with? One Havaya. When Esav is left with one Havaya, that's Ad Gishtay Ad Ochiv. Ochiv is Gematria 26, 25, whatever. It's Havaya can be up, but Ochiv can be up. That's what happens. He bows down to Esav and slowly gets away of all the 350 curses of Tumah. Esav is left with that one Havaya that he originally got. That's what's left. Vahi Hashem. Vahi Hashem Es Yosef. We're holding Far Chanukah, Tidua, the Bas'ayin, writes, it says in the Pasuk, Vayikim Shlosh Chadoshim, it's 3 months. It's been 3 months since Yom Neroim, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. It's been 3 months. If you remember Leil Yom Kippur, we keep on saying, May Erev, Ad is 74, 74 days from Yom Kippur to Chanukah. Erev, Ad Erev. They connect. Oh, but the pasuk over here is saying like this: Vayikim Mishlosh Chadoshim. It's 3 months later since Yom Neroim, when everyone made their New Year's resolutions. Vayugad LeYehuda. Yehuda is the Rabbanim Shleiman. Lamar, the Rabbanim Shleiman gets a message from his Malachim that are checking things out. Zonsa Tamar Kalasecha. Tamar is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael. Nidmo Tamar. The Gil Yidam. Kaponim. Zonsa Tamar Kalasecha. The Abish is getting told. They're not doing what they should be doing. So Hashem says, okay, it's the obviously sort of killer. And then she says, no, Klal Yisrael says, Hakar Nolamiyachos Semes Vapsilim Vamatayim. The Chosim is the Chosim of the Kohen Gadol. The Psilis is the Psilis from Chanukah. Klal Yisrael shows back to Hashem, no, what's going on? He's trying to light things up. Vayakir Yehuda, the Rabbi Nishleim says, yeah, it's not coming, man. Klal Yisrael's right. It's not their fault. Al Kaimon is Satir, L'Sheila B'ni. It's because I didn't give them Mashiach. She was Mashiach. It's a Shveragos. So he says, let it be in a Rabbin until I send you the Keves, which represents the Korban Pesach, which represents the Beis Hamikdash, that it should be coming to Gula. He puts all that into the Pesukim. The Bas Ayin. It was his Yotzeit last. The Bas Ayin. Who's that? Klal Yisrael. Tveri, no? Tvas? Oh, it's Tveri. Tvas. Klal Yisrael is moisif v'hoylach on Chanukah. It's fascinating that when I was young, there was a sefer with 100 trutzim to the Beis Yosef's kasha. Now there's already a sefer with 500 trutzim to the Beis Yosef's kasha. The truth is, we need 501 trutzim because Osher, may Osher shmein alach, my Osher is 501, and that would represent shalaki derech hateva because Pru Ravu is gematria 500. Of a 501 is beyond that. The Takanash Bachav is gematria 501. The truth is, Kislev and Tevis are the two Chadoshim that Chanukah find themselves in. Chanukah is the only Yom Tov that finds himself in more than 1 month. Most of the Moedim and the Regalim and the Simchis and the Chagim are in 1 month and are Shaykh to that month. Chanukah is Shaykh to Kislev and Tevis because Kislev and Tevis is God and Osher. God is Seven. God is Teva. God is the Netzachon of the Mulchama. God is God Gedud Yigudenu Hu Yogid. Okay, and that's one facet of Chanukah. And the other facet of Chanukah is the Shemen. May Osher Shmei Alach. May Osher is 501. So this 501 puts him to the Beis Yosef's kasha. But I was always bothered. Why is it the Beis Yosef's kasha? Do you know the Beis Yosef's kasha? Why Chanukah is 7 days? That's not what he asks. He doesn't ask that Chanukah should be 7 days, because the Medrash says that the Chanukah's base Chashmonai was for 8 days. The Beis Yosef is asking that the Neiros, the Moshe Vahoylich of Neiros, should only be for 7 days. Avada Chanukah is going to be 8 days. Hallel is going to be 8 days. The Havlok is only 7. The Tosfos Rosh asks the Kasha in Shabbos Chof Beis. The Meiri asks the Kasha. If you learn well, the Rif asks the Kasha. So why is it called the Beis Yosef's Kasha? I was bothered. I was thinking maybe Kasha's Miketz. There won't be a Shem Tzvi, by the way. But Parshas Miketz, if you notice through Parshas Miketz, there are over 20 Svarim of Torah Shebal Peh in Parshas Miketz. Beis Yosef, Mishneh, Mishneh Kesef, Kesef Mishneh, Tzofnes Paneach, Masas Binyamin, Pesach Abayis, to name a few. Find them. I challenge you. There's over 20. Parshas Miketz always comes out Chanukah. Parshas Miketz represents the Or of Torah Shebal Peh, the Ribuy of Torah Shebal Peh. Beis Yosef is in Parshas Miketz. It's the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Parshas Miketz represents this Rebbe of Torah Shebal Peh. Now, I don't know about 500 you don't want to Rutzim, but Efshar Eteretz from the Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Hagoyis Chochmas Shloima in Hilchas Chanukah Tofresh Ayin, he says, Be'emes is a Shaila, when exactly did the Neis happen? Everyone talks about this. The first night, what, they already rationed, is that how you say it? The Shemen, and they only put 1/8 of the Shemen, Ein Samchan Al Neis, you're not allowed to do that. So the emphasis is that, it's so very interesting. The Chassam Sefer Raz, he says, they didn't even have a menorah. They had 7 sticks of wood. Shmudin shel etz. Yeah, shel etz. Shmudin shel etz. How do you light a menorah on shmudin shel etz? It wasn't even a kli. Pasha, they had psilos, and they dipped the psil into the shemen. And the plan was, every few minutes when it's going out, Pasha, to add a little bit more shemen into the psil the whole night. And the night happened, it didn't need to, it lit, it burned, it went, it doesn't. Not that they used less. The plan was to continue adding. Yeah, Habukai Samitzah. My. I don't know. If you're allowed to be making Habukai by adding Shemin, there's a Machloikis of Chaim and his Fasemis, the Maiskin. No, but we're holding by the Shlomo Kluger's Kasha, the Derek. So a lot of Rishonim learn that the first night there was no Nes. Because the first night they put in the full amount of the Shemin, and the full Shemin was Nechal, and the first night, nothing happened. Comes night two, and the party's over, a nace, it got replenished. The nace is from days 2 to 8. Alternatively, you could learn that no, the nace already happened on day one. Either on day one, they put Shemin in and none of the Shemin, but it wasn't Nechal, it just stayed. Or that, but again, however you want to go that way, the eighth night there's no nace. Because the eighth night, probably the Shemin did get used up. There's no reason not to. So, there were 7 days. And the Bishayis is right, it was Kasha. But what were the 7 days? From 1 to 7, or from 2 to 8? Now we're dealing with the Rabbana. Safik the Rabbana Lakula. What should Safik the Rabbana Lakula tell you to do? What should Safik the Rabbana tell you to do? 6. Oh, says the Shlomo Kluger, Yesh Lachter. Is Chanukah like Purim or is Chanukah like Pesach? Everyone knows that on Purim, if you had a city that you don't know if it's supposed to be Yudal or Tezvov, Safik Mukif. So the Rishayim say, maybe say Safik Rabban Lakula. And they say what? Safik Rabban Lakula so you don't defer? No. You're not allowed to implement a Safik Rabban Lakula if it's going to default on you. So what do you do? Just get out. Frek the Ran, Frek the Mishlamel, Frek the Al is a big tumult that by Pesach we say not like that. Everyone knows the Gemara says in Pesachim Dav Kuf Ches that there's a din to drink Behaseba. Which of the Dalit Kreses must be drunk Behaseba? The first in the Gemara. Not all four. Only two of them. First. Which two? Oh, we don't know. We don't know if Dafka the first two or Dafka the second two. We don't know. So the Gemara says, we're not sure, we drink by all four. We have a mace by all four. What makes all four? First of all, Safa the Rabbanu Lakula. Again, Safa the Rabbanu Lakula, not to do anything, drink all four without a Seba, it's an ish. But Chodesh the first two and then say, Safa the Rabbanu Lakula. Harvey Dio in Nishbachal Zeh. I don't know, 500 Trutzen, but there's a Sach raid on this. But for some reason, by Pesach, the Safek the Rabbanu Lakula is mechayev you to catch on both ends. And the Safek the Rabbanu Lakula by Purim says, no, try once and then Safek the Rabbanu position yourself. Claire's the Rabbanu Lakula. Vaisvais Chanukah is Azoivi Pesach, not Azoivi Purim. Azoivi, you have to be knowing you can sign on the 1st and sign on the 8th, even though Safek the Rabbanu Lakula and the Nesh wasn't on both, but we don't know which one. In such a case, we have to do, we do a double and we do it on both.
Right,
yeah. Rather. Okay, we're also going to go with the right. The right belt does it all like this. The right belt. The Sfarim explain how Chanukah, though, is connected them to all the Yom Tovim. We just said a clear if it's connected to Purim or Pesach, Pori Achag. Chanukah, we said, is Vad Shavuos, is Torah Shabbal Peh, Torah Shabbat Ksav, Matan Torah, we spoke about. It's Yosef. This farm explained a very interesting Nakuda. Rosh Hashanah, the Eibishte, is Dan the Welt. And on Chanukah also, there's a Bezunder Rosh Shefa. Certainly, Zayis Chanukah they talk about. Zayis Chanukah is 122 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Right? We said this already, right? That Parshas Vayelech has 30 psukim connected people that fix themselves up from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Rosh Hashanah. And Yitzavim has 40 psukim for those that need to Yom Kippur. And Hazinu has 52 psukim for those that need to go all the way to Lashana Rabbah. And Kisavai has 122 psukim, which is the sum total of 30, 40, and 52 as well, till Zayis Chanukah. So there's a connection. Rosh Hashanah, the Eibishter gives us Parnosa based on our Maisim. Chanukah is no, it's Chanina, it's a special Matnas Chinom, there's a Shefa. That's Yoyer and Chanukah, Shemaika Derech Ateva, deserving of it or not. So there's a Remez Nifla. We know the story by the Teva. The Yoyer comes out of the Teva and he comes with an Ali Zayis. Listen to the words of the Gemara in Erev and Yudches with this Drash commentary. The Yoyer says, and he comes back with an Ali Zayis, Omer Yoyer with Ne'akadish Baruch Hu, Rabbi Nishlein, Yiyum is a noisei merurin kezayis. I'd rather have that my mezonis, my shefa, should be Chanukah style. Like a Zayas, Shemen, Chanukah, yeah? Umesurin biyodcha, but it's mesurin biyodcha, meaning it's a shefa melamala, not based on my actions. Va'al yiyu mesukin kidvash, not Rosh Hashanah style, of a kluyin biyad basar adam, but then it's takatoli zichrein ma'asecha, ishfi kudosai, that it's toli in his ma'asam. I'd rather have the Chanukah oifen of doing it. Now, the two parts of Chanukah, Sai and the Tzokhan of the Melchama, and Sai, the Nase of the Shemen, both represent Be'emes and Akuda. There's a Tzara Shor. What does it mean, Rabin Biyad Ma'atim? You don't go fight a war like that. That's crazy. You know, and to like the enough amount of Shemen and expect something to happen. The tzad hashava of both of these nekudas is not in some chanel neis or something like that. It's not the nekuda. The nekuda is a mahalach in Yiddishkeit in Yadus Bechlal that you have to do. You have to poil. You have to do. The tzois is not your cheshbon. And look, brother, a neis happened, but that's not the point. The point is, you must stop. You have to do what you have to do. Don't be nispal about the seemingly impossible option of having the outcome as one would have wanted, could have, should have, would have been. That's not the point. Mir tut. And the emphasis, though, on Chanukah we have Persuminisa. Persuminisa, the pshat is, try to go beyond what you think you're capable of doing. And trust me, you think you're not capable of doing it, but you're totally capable. You do it, and you may see. One other Nakuda, very, very fascinating, Medrash. The story of Yosef Mishisa. Yosef Mishisa is a Yid that when the Goyim want to go into the Heichal, and the Goyim chap that to be mamish nichnas l'chodesh kadoshim is pachat pechodim and not something to take lightly. So they're looking for a volunteer, and they say, yeah, whoever goes in, take whatever you want and it's yours. And Yosef Mishisa, brother of Rosha, he goes in and he comes out with the menorah. And he says, I want the menorah. And they say, no, that you can't have. That's for the archives by us. Go in a second time. Now really. Yeah, what you take now is yours. He says, I'm not going in again. They said, no. Go in again and take. No, I'm not going in again. He says, you can take whatever you want. Double or nothing. You can, I'm not going in again. He says, we're going to kill you. Just kill me. They killed him. The Medrash. You do it like a Medrash. Everyone talks about what happened to Yosef Mishisa. So again, I don't know the 500 halakhim on this thing, but either Weisslois did something about the Menorah that he came into contact with, or alternatively, having walked into the Kodesh, into the Ulam, into the Kodesh Kodashim, had an effect on him. But not Stam an effect, a Ma'apecha. It's Ma'avel Alaran. The Ma'apecha of either coming in contact with the Menorah or the Mikdash had such a profound Ma'apecha on him that he meant Mikotza La'kotza. The Shomayfin, he wasn't willing to go in. Something happened. So I want to just tell Tzu, it's interesting. Chanukah is the opportunity. We say, Afilu, Ner, Shemen, and Psilu, Rosh Tevis Nefesh. That even Ein Madlikim Ben Shabbos, Madlikim Ben Chanukah. Chanukah is a time that any Ner, Shemen, Psilu, Nefesh, even if it's Lamatam Yisrael Tvokam, and even if it's Peshkiyas, Hachamah, it's getting dark, the guy's not in a good state. Chanukah could do it for you. Look what happened to Yosef Mishisa, right? But I'll end with a story, an interesting story. A story from the Balatanya. It's actually not a story about the Balatanya, but it's a story about a chassid that was going to the Balatanya. Balatanya was in Yad. And the minute then was, the chassidim, they would go and maybe spend even a few days for Brengzich the Darden. And when they felt that they got the message, whatever they were supposed to get, that's when they would go back. It wasn't set to a time. Anyways, this chassid was very, very cold. It was very, very cold. Maybe it was the Yad Kislev. It was very, very cold. I'm telling you, I saw mice in Pella. There was once in the, I'm sorry for interrupting myself, but there was a Amol in Europe. There was Rabbanim that were not really Rabbanim. It was a political shtela.
Appointee.
Yeah. So they say over my set, somebody's a Rabbanim. I don't know if they knew how to read from right to left. Chalal, some of them a kabbal weren't grois tamid chamor day. But they say over my set, one of these Rav Mitams was saying a drasha. He says Geba Kuk Yazat Tzadik Yosef. He was with Eishes Petif in this. And Becholot, he left his beged and ran out. And you know how cold it was? It was Parshas Vayeshev. Anyway, so this guy is going to this chosid, he's going to Liadi, and it's freezing. It's freezing. And punked in the wagon in the Vegela where he is, someone else was bringing mashke for Brengen. It wasn't his though. And there was a whole carton of mashke. See? He's freezing. He asked permission for the guy who was in charge. He says, can he have a little bit? In fact, I had a psalm. Opsach gewarnt. Maybe that he survived the rest. He wasn't force bitten anyway. But when he got to Liadi, the chassidim was telling him back that we'll stay for a few days. He said, no, I'm going back home already. I learned my lesson. If you have the thing that can warm you up, but it's in a box and you sit next to it, but you don't put it inside you, you're going to be freezing. I'm late this arayim in the pnimius, mit warmt sich up. So apply that to Chanukah. Yeah, good.